Number 15, we're going to go to the Buffalo Roundup and Trail Track with Matt. Welcome, Matt.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Park Superintendent, Custer State Park. Buffalo Roundup, the 56th Annual Buffalo Roundup and the 28th Annual Arts Festival. Huge success this year, and I'd be remiss if I didn't do a big shout out to all the staff at Custer State Park involved in making this such a great event, but it's outgrown us and we have to recruit from the department. So a shout out to all the department staff too that came out and helped us on those 3 days of making this the success that it was this year. We set a new record this year. Our former record was on the 50th back in 2015, where we saw just over 22,000 visitors. This year we saw over 22,452, so about 400 more visitors than we did for the 50th. We packed cars in everywhere possible, it felt like. So a huge success again this year. We hosted over 70 members of the media that were from the local, regional, and national. What we're still missing that we've had in the past is our international media. There's still kind of a lockdown on some international travel, so we're not seeing much of that yet, but hopefully that frees up next year and they're back with us for it. So this was the second year that we did live streaming with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. It was a great event again this year. We went from having one camera set up last year to three cameras this year. We had a narration going on. I want to say Chris Hall had a hand in some of that, and it was very successful. Had 53,000 people watch it the day of it when it was being live streamed, and since that time they're still watching it on YouTube and on social media and just continually replaying it. So big thank you to South Dakota Tourism too for helping us promote the event and the live stream on a national level. So we see people from all over the United States show up for this. We had 22 tour buses this year. Last year we had a handful. So the tour bus economy and aspect of travel is starting to show up again. Due to COVID last year, you saw very little. Even throughout the park season, we're seeing more and more tour buses showing up and taking advantage of that. So we estimated that we rounded up just over 1,350 buffalo this year, and then we'll plan to reduce the herd by 370 at the auction on November 6th that will take place at the Visitor Center. In regards to the 28th Annual Arts Festival, this is our biggest year ever for vendors. Last year we had 88 arts festival vendors. This year we hosted 142. This was our second year of the Western Horizon hot balloonist coming out and doing a night glow. If you've never experienced that before, it's quite the thing to see. They come out on Friday night. They start setting up about 7 o'clock, and they basically put up the envelope. They put up their balloon, and then they light it, and they do synchronized lighting of it. We had 6 balloonists this year. Last year, we had 5. So very popular. Kept people past 8 o'clock this year. Our music and food and all that ended at 7. The resorts are already talking about trying to work with us to say, can we extend the music? Can we extend the food while the balloons next year? So we're already trying to figure out how do we coordinate that and make that go a little bit later. But it was quite a success. So with that, you know, we're already, people think you start planning in August for the September roundup. Now staff are already, you know, looking at things that went really well this year. What are some things we can improve on? How do we make it bigger and better yet for next year? So it's, like I said, it's a lot of fun, a lot of enthusiasm, and like I said, we've heard nothing but compliments. So with that, I'll stand by for any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Matt?
I was there. I thought it was one of the better ones we've had in recent years. That was great crowd, great fun. One question is, what are the odds of getting Chris Hull to mount a GoPro to one of the bulls so we could get a live camera feed during the actual roundup?
Actually, Commissioner Chris Hull, communications specialist, we weren't even halfway through the live stream, and South Dakota Public Broadcasting was talking about vastly expanding and trying to get some of that action footage. There are some complications. Even at one time, we lost feed with the satellite truck that was up on the hill. We were down by the corrals. But Larry Rohr with South Dakota Public Broadcasting and their production crew were very interested in trying to get some during the roundup, like a camera, put somebody, like strap Director Simpson in the back of a rack truck with a microphone and a camera, and let's go chase them. So, and they're serious about it. I was kind of joking around about it at first, and they were like, I think we could make that happen. So, I mean, if you want me to do it, Mr. Chairman, I will, but I would volunteer Scott to do it first.
Yeah, I didn't want to do anything with, like, tranquilizing or doping up this buffalo. I think that it should be just you one-on-one getting that strapped on. I think you can do it. You're the man for the job.
If those are duties deemed as necessary, I'll gladly step up to the plate if that's what you want me to do.
The last couple of years, we've had some episodes of that prior to Roundup, but haven't fared very well. You know, Buffalo usually wins, so.
No doubt. Yeah. They've made us famous, that's for sure.
Yes.
So thank you for the update. We certainly appreciate that. Any other questions or comments?
I'd just like to make Commissioner Beast make a comment. I got the lucky opportunity to take my horse and ride in Roundup this year, and it was a lot more than what I expected. It was really a good time, and to be on that first up to build a round of buffalo up and get them down to come towards where the people are watching, there's a lot of action. I wish that people could be able to see, but it's just not possible. But it was well worth going, and if any commissioners get a chance, you ought to make sure and take it in. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. I'll turn it over to Shannon Percy with the Mickelson Trail.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Secretary Rowling. This year we had our 23rd annual Mickelson Trail Trek wrap up here here in September. Again, we had 600 participants. We cap it at 600. The reason we do is just because of busing and moving people about and also housing them or putting them somewhere where we can eat. All in one thing. This year we had 29 states represented, one province from Canada, which I don't think they made it down, but they did by a registration. We had this has been become so popular, or this event, that we've actually started a spring trail trek now, and this is, we'll cap that one also, and that one last year we had that, or this year, excuse me, it was 235. So it's very popular. It was a great time, great weather, and no major accidents. So it was a good time. Take any questions?
Any questions? Good stuff. Thank you. Very impressive.